space oddities. Is it possible to identify anomalies in space? I am talking about ones which change normal space. A recent article stated wrinkles in space can change the shape of galaxies, helping us to identify the wrinkles. I just can't picture what a space wrinkle would be like. Just like I can't picture dimensions which are beyond the ones we live with. It is being said the wrinkles were caused by the Big Bang. Some say there was never a Big Bang, which scientists say created the universe, but others think there was Big Bang after Big Bang, and who knows how many there were before ours? Scientists talk about wormholes all the time, but have we ever seen one? They are said to maybe exist in several different places, but no, they are not visible. I would like to add a caveat. If anyone is reading this article who watches The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, they know something very strange was found in an area called the Triangle. Using special equipment, they detected a cone shape which is invisible to the human eye. It is speculated it could be a wormhole. If it is, they have made an incredible discovery, and if they are correct and it is not something else, maybe we could use it to make contact with an extraterrestrial race. Another question is, are wormholes, if they exist, natural objects or artificial ones? Are there alien races creating these things using super technology which we cannot even dream of? I always had this idea there were so many different alien races. They would range from cave people to some who would seem like gods to us because of their powers, whether natural or device oriented. While there might be super races creating wormholes in space to get around faster, there might also be even more powerful races using some kind of quantum entanglement to get to any place in the universe instantly. At the very top of this tier would be the most advanced race of aliens, and we would not be able to even imagine their capabilities. I have to wonder if the Drake equation is relevant anymore. The equation was developed by astronomer Frank Drake in 1961. The formula was said to have all the factors which, when worked out, would lead to the amount of extraterrestrial life in the universe. It has been said by some we can't rely on the equation because some of the data which we would have to plug into it to get the answer remains unknown, but not all agree. There is a lot being said by some scientists as pertains to when we are going to meet with aliens, if we have not already. If you talk to many different scientists, you can get almost any date you want. I have heard a year, 10 years, 20 years and so forth. I just don't understand why scientists would make themselves look so foolish by giving all these wild dates. If we admit the reason our skies are full of UAPs is because the aliens are coming here, means even if they didn't contact us directly, they did contact us by letting us know they are here. Space is a very mysterious place, and we have yet to acquire enough experience going into it to learn many different things about it we don't understand. Even when we sent probes into space, sometimes they do things we don't understand. This was demonstrated by the probes Pioneer 10 and Pioneer 11. They went into a trajectory which was not planned, and the scientists never discovered why. There seems to be an unexplained drift taking place. We don't even have to go out into other solar systems or galaxies to find mysteries. We can do this right in our own solar system. There is a mysterious area called the Kuiper Belt right in our solar system. It is said to consist of icy objects and possibly other planets. It starts beyond the orbit of Neptune. It has long been thought by some there is a hidden planet called Planet X hiding there, which has an enormous orbit around the Sun. Recently, scientists have found an area that they believe might be affected by the gravitational pull of a planet, but not Planet X. There is probably a lot of objects though which would surprise us. We would have a lot easier time checking out the objects in the asteroid belt. The asteroid belt is a region between Mars and Jupiter. It was thought to be the former home of a planet which got destroyed, leaving its debris there. This theory had been challenged by some who claim there is insufficient mass for this. There are some very valuable asteroids there which contain all sorts of rare minerals, and the United States is sending a mission to one named Psyche. It is at a distance from Earth of about 3 times as far from the Sun and contains untold riches in minerals. It has been estimated to have a value of $10 quintillion worth of rare minerals if they could be mined. We haven't figured out how to do that yet. There is not only the problem of developing mining equipment which would work in space, there are many other problems, such as probably having to build a space station near it to house any workers and figuring out how to return the minerals to Earth cheaply which have been mined, among other problems. I would also like to make a comment about physics. We are yet to find out if it works the same in other solar systems and even galaxies. While we believe the laws of physics are the same throughout space, until we can give them a practical trial in other areas of space, this is still unproven. Another problem is there could be a lot more to space than we realize. Just as we have been finding out more about time, space may have secrets we are yet to discover. We have yet to even reach another solar system to see if it has any effect on our probes. Until we can get spacecraft to reach a reasonable speed, there is no sense in even sending them on missions which would last tens of thousands of years. I believe we will discover this speed and then something ironic will happen. We will send out ships to other solar systems and pass these probes on the way. I am talking about probes like Voyager and any other we might send out, so that would just be a waste of money.